Good morning. If you don't know me, my name is Faith. We're going to start with a short piece of liturgy from the Corrymeela community, if you could join in with the words in bold. We begin our day alone, honouring this life with all its potentials and possibilities. We begin our day with trust, knowing we are created for loving encounter. We begin our day with hope, knowing this day can hold love, kindness, forgiveness, justice. We recall our day yesterday. May we learn, may we love, may we live on. We make room for the unexpected. May we find wisdom and life in the unexpected. Help us to embrace possibility, respond graciously to disappointment, and hold tenderly those we encounter. Help us to be fully present to the day. We pray for those whose day will be difficult. May we support, may we listen, may we change. We resolve to live life in its fullness. We will welcome the people who'll be part of this day. We will greet God in ordinary and hidden moments. We will live the life we are living. May we find the wisdom we need. God, be with us. May we hear the needs of those we meet. God, be with us. May we love the life that we are given. God, be with us. Amen. So, as a community, we've been working through the book of Exodus in our morning prayers. It often feels like it's quite a lot to digest before breakfast. We've come through a lot, not least the plagues and the slaughtering of the firstborn. And there have certainly been some passages when I ask myself, what is the point? But we keep on keeping on, as the saying goes, through this book. And by his grace, we see beautiful themes of the faithfulness, the goodness, and the redemption of God for his people. And that is the same God today, whatever we are facing. So the reading is from Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 to 12. It's on page 75 if you want to follow it. And Chris will lead it for, Liz will lead it and read it for us.
Jethro visits Moses. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian and father-in-law of Moses, heard of everything God had done for Moses and for his people Israel, and how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. After Moses had sent away his wife, Zipporah, his father-in-law, Jethro, received her and her two sons. One son was named Gershom, for Moses said, I have become a foreigner in a foreign land. And the other was named Eliezer, for he said, my father's God was my helper. He saved me from the sword of Pharaoh. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, together with Moses' sons and wife, came to him in the wilderness where he was camped near the mountain of God. Jethro had sent word to him, I, your father-in-law, Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons. So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. They greeted each other and then went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law about everything the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and about all the hardships they had met along the way and how the Lord had saved them. Jethro was delighted to hear about all the good things that the Lord had done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. He said, "Praise be to the Lord, who rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians and of Pharaoh, and who rescued the people from the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods, for he did this to those who had treated Israel arrogantly." Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and other sacrifices to God, and Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat a meal with Moses' father-in-law in the presence of God.
So just in the readings we've had this week, we've heard about how God carries us through the difficult times in our lives, even when we are not aware of it. We read the poem called Footprints in the Sand, which is familiar to most of us, probably. We also heard about how God places people in our lives to help us through difficult times, and how he can use us to help others face some difficulties. The importance of being together in relationship. In this passage, Moses retold everything to Jethro that God had done. He spoke of the victories, he spoke of the struggles, and they go so hand in hand at times, don't they? And Jethro was amazed at what he heard. "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods." And that is the power of personal testimony. I think it is a reminder to me, for all of us really, about the importance of telling our stories about what God has done and is doing in our lives. Our stories can encourage others, not just the stories of when things are going well, but when things are difficult and we are struggling. Our vulnerability can often be our greatest strength. Here, last weekend, we had a farewell weekend for Phil and Di, who are retiring in a couple of weeks, after 17 years. Many ex-community, working friends and guests came, and it was a wonderful weekend of telling stories. Many were involved in Scargill before it closed down. Many were part of the resurrection of Scargill. And one conversation stuck in my mind. It was a chat with an ex-community member who had been here a few years ago. And it was the first time she had heard the whole story of the resurrection of Scargill. She was amazed. She said she had no idea about the bigger picture of the community she had been part of, of what God had done and had, and people that had helped to get Scargill reopened. And it was an amazing weekend, certainly emotional, the telling of wondrous stories from generations to generations. And now as a community, we're kind of going through quite an uncertain time, with Phil and Di leaving to new adventures. Yet God has not revealed to us who the next director will be. He will when the time is right. But for now, for us, it's a time of change, a time of uncertainty. God knows how the devil likes to stir things up a bit, especially in relationships, for that is the heart of community life, be it here or in our churches. It's a time of waiting and quietly trusting. So may we stay faithful, for to the faithful he shows himself faithful. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning with a chorus going round in my head. So I'll just read the words. Faithful one, so unchanging. Ageless one, you're my rock of peace. Lord of all. I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. So we'll have just a minute of silence, just to reflect with what's on your heart or in your head this day, and offer that to God. Just going to finish with a song. I feel the Lord just keeps bringing me back to this one time and time again this year. And yeah, feel free to leave if you want to, if you've got breakfast to do or want to go, but enjoy this song. Bless you all.
I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness.